It's always great to have you on. And just so you know, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Revival Gold. I'm a very happy shareholder. There's a saying, the rocks are the rocks, and I think Revival's gold rocks speak for themselves. And I really love that you're expanding the project here. I also go through what I do, try to do once a quarter, a quarterly review, and I re-rank or rank all of my stocks. I have about 40 juniors actually that I'm invested in. Hugh, Revival Gold, and to all my listeners, Revival Gold ranks, I'm not going to say who's number one, but Revival Gold ranks near at the top.
Yeah, another 20 drill holes released this morning. Headline number was 30 meters of a gram at our Merkur Gold Project in Utah. And the rest of the results on that release are fantastic. In fact, not only did we prove up and deliver on what we expected in terms of the existing mineral resource, 1.4 million ounces of gold at our Merkur Project in Utah, but we're now starting to see step out holes from that program that we undertook. You know, we've got a 2-year time frame as our objective to be at a position to turn a shovel on construction. So that's early 2028. So we got a lot of work to do, and we're driving hard with the team. Recently appointed a general manager who's leading the charge and building out further team members as we go here.
Hugh Agro, Revival Gold. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, great to be back with you, Andy. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you on. And just so you know, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Revival Gold. I'm a very happy shareholder. There's a saying, the rocks are the rocks, and I think Revival's gold rocks speak for themselves. And I really love that you're expanding the project here. I also go through what I do, try to do once a quarter, a quarterly review, and I re-rank or rank all of my stocks. I have about 40 juniors actually that I'm invested in. Hugh, Revival Gold, and to all my listeners, Revival Gold ranks, I'm not going to say who's number one, but Revival Gold ranks near at the top.
All
And
right.
just the results speak for themselves. So you came out with some results. I love not only what you have, again, those are the rocks, but I love your expansion that you're doing and your aggression that you're doing. Let's talk about that. You had some news just hit the wire, and that's why I'm having you on. Tell me about the news and explain all that to me in the Merkur project.
Yeah, another 20 drill holes released this morning. Headline number was 30 meters of a gram at our Merkur Gold Project in Utah. And the rest of the results on that release are fantastic. In fact, not only did we prove up and deliver on what we expected in terms of the existing mineral resource, 1.4 million ounces of gold at our Merkur Project in Utah, but we're now starting to see step out holes from that program that we undertook. And I think that's really what's encouraging for us. I'll share my screen here and show
Please.
you what that means, Andy. But here we have the Merkur Gold Project. We're in the northern limb of the project. The red outline that I'm showing here is the pit outline for what we've already conceptualized in that 100,000 ounce a year open pit heap leach plan. But you can see up in the northern part of the project some step outs here, 200 to 300 meters into a soil geochem anomaly. This is a big area in the northern part of the project, which is open for drilling. And with these results, I think we're starting to see here the kind of thing that's going to expand, continue to expand. And of course, when we at Revival Gold look at our projects, we think about them in terms of not just what we can deliver today, but how these are going to grow in a phased approach into something much bigger. And we're in a big gold system at Merkur.
Yeah, well, let me take a couple steps back on what you just said to all my viewers and listeners that are not familiar with the step out. If you, what I would say, and Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, you're the minor here. Stepping out is really important because it shows how big the system is if you hit, and it just shows the continuation, and it just adds significant value to what you have. Expand a little bit about that, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, thank you for that extra color. We design our pit shells with an existing resource model in mind. And if you can imagine, that we've already created that pit shell, we've already created the processing plant around that pit shell. The next thing that can add value for us is to expand that pit laterally out into those areas which I was describing earlier. Because we've already, covered most of the fixed cost of the operation. We can extend mine life. We can potentially drive a higher throughput, that is a higher production rate from the project. And so those incremental ounces, those incremental resource additions that we're pointing to here with this drilling announced today are extremely valuable to the project and can really make the difference in terms of the long-term financial returns, right? So you mine for 10 years. If you can accelerate the pace of that production or mine for 20 years, you're just going to get more value back for your investment. And that's what's exciting about these results.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I like, and really specifically, and this is a testament to you and the management team that you have there, you already have a great resource in Idaho. I mean, it's really world class. But what you've done, and you're moving that into production, which if you look at the Lassonde curve, you're right, you're coming up on the upswing to making that a mine. But what you've done, as opposed to just, I don't want to say resting on your laurels, but what you've done is you've taken an aggressive approach to expand really what you have in at Merkur in Utah there, just really to add value. And this is not just like, hey, we're processing tailings, or we have this, or we're gonna, drill a few holes and see what happens. This is in itself has a huge potential. And this is me talking, not Hugh Agro, to be a world-class project in itself. Add to that if you would. Comment on that.
Yeah, no, thank you. So the results we've been talking about are, of course, our Merkur project in the state of Utah. And you're right, it is a world-class project from a point of view of the type of deposit. This is a Carlin-type deposit. But we've got a lot of discovery potential ahead of us. We're only at 1.4 million ounces with this project right now.
At
And so
Merkur,
the
just so
question.
everybody's clear, just at Merkur. It's only at
Yeah.
Merkur. Go ahead.
Right. I'll come back to our project in Idaho, but I just want to speak to Merkur first because this is the project that's on the fast track. We've got 115 drill holes into it last year. We'll probably drill another 100 holes this year. We are hitting it hard. We're well
That's
backed.
love the
So we're going.
aggression. Love the aggression.
We're
That's why
not.
I'm laughing. Wow.
We're not going to rest here on our laurels. We've got a 2-year time frame. As our objective to be at a position to turn a shovel on construction, so that's early 2028. So we got a lot of work to do, and we're driving hard with the team. Recently appointed a general manager who's leading the charge and building out further team members as we go here. But we do have in our back pocket Idaho as well. And that's the Bear Track Arnett project. And that, I think, is a really good illustration of the kind of approach that Revival Gold takes. We started with that asset with 0 ounces of resource. We now have 4.6 million ounces, and our finding cost has been less than $10 an ounce in the ground. So
Think
we're
about
going
that.
to, take that same Revival Gold approach, diligent, cost-effective work, and build on what we have at Merkur. Meanwhile, we'll continue to drill at Bear Track Arnett. In fact, we've got two drill rigs going there as well. So talk about aggression. Our team's not sleeping too much. We're going hard.
Yeah. So okay. So walk me really through the rest of the quarter here. You had these results come in, and we only got about my Time's already flying by. We only got 6 weeks more to the quarter. But yeah, walk me through the end of the quarter and really into the next quarter. What are the plans are, and what news do you see dripping and coming?
More drill results. These results are primarily from the northern part of the Merkur deposit. We're going to have some more coming out as we move to the south of the project with the drill results, and I'm looking forward to seeing those holes for sure. So expect more drill results. The other thing we're doing, you might remember, Andy, we had a plan in place to collect sufficient material for about 20 column tests this year. This is the metallurgical test work that we want to follow up on the work we did last year, five column tests, and build on that with another 20 column tests. That work has started already, and we're going to complete that over the next 3 months. So metallurgical results out from that program. We've already kicked off the baseline study work as we're getting ready for permitting and the formal launch of that initiative. And I think we're in really good shape there. Biology, cultural, hydrology, all of those things will be wrapped up this year with the work we've already started. And then, beyond that, I mentioned very briefly, we've got two rigs drilling at Bear Track Arnett. And I think over the next 6 months, we'll see results out of that program as well. And, there's a pretty exciting program we've got going on, drilling on the Joss target there. That's a deep underground target, and just the sort of thing that this kind of market wants to see, right? New discoveries, big grades and potential already at 900,000 ounces of underground material on our Bear Track Arnett project. None of it in our economic studies. So when we talk about $2 billion of NAV in the company for the 2.5 million ounces of heap leach, open pit heap leach resource in our projects, we're not giving any value to the 3.5 million ounces of other material, including about 900,000 ounces of underground, which is the next phase that we're pursuing at our Bear Track Arnett project. So, ton of unlocked value here. I could go on about the developer space being the place to be right now for investors. I do think there's an arbitrage on the valuation of developers, but even going beyond that, we're sitting here trading right now at 0.12 times NAV with all of this potential to unlock, not just in terms of market revaluation of the existing NAV, but in terms of growing our NAV. And just going back to this morning's results, that's what we're showing with these drill holes outside of the pit shell at our Merkur project in Utah.
Yeah, and that's what's really fascinating to me. What is that? A lot of junior miners or developers, even what they'll do is once they start to get in production, they got a shorter runway. They got a short runway. Revival Gold. I mean, I can't even think of your runway. I mean, you got several runways. You have years, if not decades, of production in just what you have, and that's what you're showing or starting to show, just all of this resource here. Talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think, it's nice to be able to move to production, right? And have that growth potential that we might otherwise have to go and buy inorganic growth, right?
Right. You
We've
don't have
got
to
that
buy.
locked in. We've got both the short term and the long term. Now, look, Andy, we've talked a lot about this. There's risk with a developer, no question about that. But Revival Gold is relatively low risk by design, and we do that by taking this phased approach, by working from brownfield sites where we've got existing infrastructure, power lines to site, roads to site. We don't have any of those big expensive items. This is not, one of these big projects that's $10 billion to build. We're talking about $208 million initial capital for Merkur. Now, even if that goes up by the time we get to construction by $10, $20 million, $50 million, it's still a very manageable number. And to the extent we add to the capital, it's only because we're going to be adding to the project scope, building a bigger project or extending the mine life. Those are the kinds of things that I see for us ahead. And so by design, this is a relatively low risk platform of assets. But to your point, it's a platform of assets that we can continue to grow with through exploration and future development phases.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about share structure and cash in the bank when we talked about capital. Do you give me an update on that as or just your last, you can even mention your last quarterly update. How much cash do you have and what's your share structure?
So 18 million Canadian, and we've got in cash and no long-term debt, no third-party streams or royalties or
Very
private
clean.
equity arrangements that cut into the future potential for our equity holders. Everybody's on a level playing field here, and about 270 million shares, 275 million shares outstanding.
Very tight. And to all my viewers and listeners, I've had many conversations. Hugh and I are very friendly. I've had many conversations off camera with Hugh, and Hugh's one of those guys. I hope I can mention this, Hugh, as he's one of the guys that buys in the open market when he sees value. He buys his own stock in the open market, as I do. As I do, I've gotten no deals. I've just gone into the open market to buy.
Yeah, look, our ownership team is at about 10% of the outstanding shares. And, that's across our board, our management, our advisors. And then, of course, we've got about 18% in total of the stock in strategic hands with EMR Capital and Dundee Corp. And another, I'm going to say 30%, 40% in institutional hands. So it's a strongly held business, trading about 1 million shares a day between the US market and the Canadian market, OTCQX, RVLGF, and TSXV, RVG.
Excellent. Hugh, if you just mentioned your tickers and the exchanges you're trading on, but if people want more information about you, how do they find you? And I also will say that you are very, your team is very responsive to me, but how do people find you?
Reach out info at revival-gold.com or 416-366-4100 is the telephone number. Love to get calls and respond to those. But also check out our website, www.revival-gold.com. There's a lot of information on our website. I do point to the cautionary language in our on our website as we do talk about forward-looking statements. But if there's any other requests for information, please just reach out, follow our social media handles, and of course, stay tuned with Andy because you'll
Yeah.
get all the good news from Andy directly.
Thank you. And Hugh, yes, we're going to see a football game down here in Atlanta this fall. I'm really looking forward to it. I got some other guys that want to come, and I've name dropped you as like Hugh's going to come. So look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, we will, and we'll see at the conference coming up in May as well in Atlanta that you're co-hosting. So very,
Yeah,
very
thanks
excited
for bringing
about
that
that.
up. Yeah, we're excited to have you. It's May 1st and 2nd. We'll put out more information to all my viewers and listeners, and it's going to be a good time and a lot of great people there for you. So, all right, well, we'll talk again soon.
You bet, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks.